Resolution number 339. More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving. For the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 387. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where proclaimed
Lord, we take this bread that represents our body, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that was shed upon the cross. Help us, Father, to now partake of this in a manner be pleasing to Thee, thanking You for the love that You had for us and for the love that Jesus had for us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. communion with our Lord has come to an end, we now have an opportune time to get back for the Lord here at this church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for caring for us each day in our lives, for the blessings that you give to us.
Amen.
For the means that we have to live here on this earth.
Yes.
We realize, Father, that they come from you. We now have an opportunity, Father, to give back for the work that's done here at this place. We ask you to bless us as we give back to thee, and Father, bless the work that we do here at this place. And Father, we pray that always it be to the glory of your name. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have 26 present this morning. Today is May 23rd, 2021, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 683. 683 will be our song of invitation later. And once you've got that marked, let's turn to number 454. 454. Today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. There's danger ahead of delaying, except God's saving grace. His life on the cross he has given. Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as those that thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I am manifested thy name unto the men which thou hast gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which hast given me. They are mine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, O Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world which hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. These precious verses talk to us regarding the prayer that Jesus offered toward his heavenly Father. He said he came down from his Father. He brought the words that his Father taught him to teach to mankind. He has now taught them to certain people, these 12 men minus one, who was a son of perdition, who found himself guilty of loving the money that he wished to get more so than the Savior and his dying upon the cross. Judas Iscariot is the one of his name. And he points out to these disciples, they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Notice that he was in the world. He was a part of it. He hungered as all people hunger, thirsted as all people thirst. He needed to get about from one place to another as they traveled. All these things were natural things to happen on the earthly side of life. But there was something about the world itself of which he was not a part. He was not a part of the hurts and harms and the way of life that the people of the world live. Excuse me for my sinus problem this morning. Please. They're not of the world. They're not of the partaking of the activities of the world. And the reason for that is simply this. They have adopted the teaching that I have given them. They've adopted the teaching that I have given them. From you, Father. I got it. Bill, I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
When we find ourselves following the word of the Lord, verse 17, he said, sanctify them, set them apart to holy use through thy word. Thy word is truth. Notice that in this world in which they lived, they had the ability to know the difference in error and truth. You and I have that same privilege today. We can know the difference in error that is being taught, practiced by mankind, wherever they may be. And we can understand the truth that is presented because it is presented as the word of the Lord himself. Notice that Jesus wished to go back to glory and be glorified with his Father, which he had with him before the world was. Before the earth was made, the Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, were there together. There was a glory about them that shone throughout all the angelic hosts of heaven. It was a wonderful blessing to be there and to be a part of that daily walk of life, because that's the way in which they followed the teaching of the Lord and the Lord's will. As they did that, they were people doing what he wanted them to do, exactly what he wanted them to teach as they went on in the world. He said, verse 8, I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them. And thou knowest surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. What words came out from Jesus to tell them how to live and how to behave and how to do it? In John chapter 4 and in verse 23, it is said regarding the Father that he seeks true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. As we gather today for this assembly time, we sing, as Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in our heart to the Lord. We didn't make melody upon a mechanical instrument of some kind. We did not seek to impress someone with our ability to do those kind of things. We sought to be people who worship the Lord as he wants us to, in spirit and in truth. And thus, as we find ourselves doing that, what happens to us is that we have an opportunity to salute the Heavenly Father, who wants to seek true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. It may be asked of mankind as we go along in life's highway, what is it about the Heavenly Father and the Son's relationship that is so unique and so special? Special to Jesus, it's very clear what he said about this relationship he had with him. He wanted a relationship to be restored. Not one that would be begun again, but restored, begun again with the Father, that he had a glory with him that he shared before the world was. What kind of glory did he have? He had a glory that as he worshiped the Lord, he worshiped the Lord in spirit and in truth. The various things that he did as he was a part of worship in that day and time as a Jewish boy, he would have found himself honoring the Father and honoring the animal sacrifices that were offered for the forgiveness of sin. Though he did not himself have that sin, he found himself honoring that way and honoring the will of the Heavenly Father, for he loved the Heavenly Father beyond measure. He says regarding this matter, verse 18 of John 17, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so also I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. The teaching of the Lord's word would be done by these apostles of the Lord. It was not done with addition. It was not done without part of it. It was done as it was delivered by the Lord himself. And they preached this message of truth to people who responded. Let's see, how did they respond on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2? Simon Peter and other apostles were there on that day. They have the power of the Holy Spirit that's come upon them. And the people said, how do we understand them speaking in our tongues the wonderful works of God? Notice there in Acts 2, beginning verse 8 through verse 11, they note that to one another as they talk about the amazing fact that these men from up in Galilee can speak our languages as though they were born and reared in our language. How do we understand the every man to speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God? Simon Peter explained that on this day, it was the day that Amos the prophet had foretold of, Joel the prophet had told of in Joel chapter 2 in the Old Testament time, that there would come a day in which he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and that he would pour out his spirit, and there would be teaching that would be done, and they would teach that message of truth as they did. We find him doing that sort of thing. And we find Jesus saying that they, verse 21, all may be one, as thy Father art in me and I in thee, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Instead of teaching somebody my message or your message, why don't we teach them what the Lord's message was? What the Lord said his message was to be found and to be practiced. As we seek that to do that, he says in verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and thee have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The inner man that you and I have in life is the inner man that is focused on by the Heavenly Father himself. He wants that inner person of our heart, not our blood pump heart, but our heart of mind and a heart of thought and ability to do. He wants us to have our mind of that man to be set upon the things of the Lord himself. Set upon the things of the Lord himself means that we would practice that way of life. We would not be satisfied with a day but until we pray before we go to sleep at night. We would find ourselves not so involved in life and the world in which we live, to be robbed of that occasion where we have a love for the Father and a love for his right way. Let us be that kind of people, because otherwise we will be people of the world, set upon course by the world, led to do the things of the world, and be the people that God did not want us to be. In the writing of 1 John, in reference to this matter, it is noted to you and me in verse chapter 2, beginning verse 15. Love not the world. 1 John. Brother Dewey Meredith used to call this Little John, in reference to John, the 21 chapters of 1 John, of John. He said this is Little John. Well, it wasn't little in his message, however, Brother Meredith would say. He's not that way. He taught a ready message of God. And that message did not involve abiding in the ways of the world, listening to the ways of the world. I have loved not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He goes on to explain what is in the world. Not the food that we eat and not the people that we meet as friends and not the people that we serve in need, times of need. But here is the situation. For all that is in the world, those who live by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, says in verse 17. And the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there was a many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is in the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Notice that when falsehoods are told, we know for sure that's not of the truth. When Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, listen, the things that my Father said to me, I say unto you. In John 12, verse 49, he said that right after noting the word, if you reject it, and my word, you will have one that judges you. The word that I have spoken unto you, you the same shall judge you in the last day. In verse 29, for the words did not come from me, but my Father gave me these words that I should command unto you. Jesus was a person who carried out the will of the Heavenly Father. And carrying out that will of the Heavenly Father, he was teaching men what to do. What to teach them regarding forgiveness of others. In reference to this matter, Jesus, our Lord, taught them very vividly to forgive others of their trespasses against us, as God the Father in heaven forgives us of our trespasses. What did he teach them to do as far as their living from day to day? Honor a wife, honor a husband, as unto the Lord. Be faithful to and be committed to the efforts of a husband and a godly wife. Be the kind of person that cares about them in such a way as to live like the Lord would have us to live in their very presence. Think about the things of the Lord that he taught when he was here in regard to how to work among mankind. He says, I've given you the truth. I give you my word. This is the truth that I want you to explain and teach to others and practice in front of others. Be an example of this word to them as you live from day to day. Will that help people out of the world? He said it would. In 1 Peter chapter 3, he makes reference to a man whose wife he says is a faithful servant of God. But the man himself is not a faithful servant of God at all. He has very little to do with the things of the Lord. But his wife is a good example. And by being the good example that she is, she's not one who speaks in reply to him, riles against him as he riles against her. She does it a different way. She does it the Lord's way, and as she does that, it influences him that through her holy conversation, her manner of life, she leads him to realize who made it possible for her to live this way of life. The Lord's made it possible by what he taught and what he's practiced, and that's the way I want to live too. She's saying to him, you need to listen to what the Lord has said as I listen to the Lord say and live the way that the Lord has told us both to live. If we do that, we'll have a better home life, a better work with our neighbors and friends, a better way to live from day to day. A better way of forgiveness for others. A better way of worship in spirit and in truth. This is the way that the Lord would have us to do. But if we go with the ways of the world and we follow the ways of the world, look what he says there in regard. Love not the world. And he said in verse 16, the world, this is in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The things of the flesh are thereby the outer man. And the inner man does not wish to partake in that, does not wish to promote that, does not wish to live in that way of life, but wants to live in the right relationship with God, in righteous conduct, and as well before his fellow man. I know those in life who find themselves always trying to double check when someone tells them that they're driving a car too fast down the road and that they're not supposed to drive that kind of speed limit down the road, and they want to prove to themselves and to others that I can zip down the road at any kind of speed and I can drop it on a dime. Someone well said to write that dime, that if that dime is a half a mile, why? They might have stopped that vehicle. But they can't otherwise. What kind of example and influence are we when we do that sort of way of life? If we find ourselves involved in movie houses that present to us more of the flesh than of the meaning of the storyline, we need to stop, bow our heads at that moment of time, and at many moments of time, we need to bow our head altogether and leave that particular influence, for that influence will influence us adversely, and harm will follow. Let's be people who follow the cause of the Lord and His way. And thus, the inner man is not going to be influenced by the kind of ways of the world that it wants us to follow. The world itself will follow a way of least resistance. The world itself will follow a way by which they can get involved. Alcohol and the like, drugs and the like will be of such nature in their lives that they can get involved in this heavily. But that's not the will of the Father. That's not the way of the Heavenly Father. And what we need to teach people is not, I don't like that as your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. I don't like that in your life. I don't appreciate that in your life at all. But rather, the Lord in His Word said not to do that. The Lord in His Word said to be a person who follows the cause of the Heavenly Father. And not to live as the world lives and practice as the world lives. For He says in regard to this, the world passeth away, verse 17. The world passeth away. The things of the world will pass away. The lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God forever. So we ask of you today, as we sing this song of invite and encouragement, do you find yourself following the way of the Lord and His righteous way? Do you find yourself honoring the Lord's way and His will in your daily walk of life? Being a person who looks forward to the salvation that, like on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, repentance and baptism into Christ began that new walk for them. Like Paul writes about in Romans 6, that baptism into Christ caused him to be buried into death and raised to walk a newness of life. A newness of life that was of the righteousness that God wanted him to live by. In that particular chapter, in Romans chapter 6 and 9 verse 18, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. What form of doctrine is listed there in Romans chapter 6? Death, burial, resurrection of Christ. When you were baptized into His death and raised to walk in newness of life. What was that newness of life described here in Romans 6:18? It was the case that they were walking in a way of righteousness. Doing what was right toward family. Doing what was right toward a neighbor. Doing what was right in regard to worship. Doing what was right in regard to the daily service of others. Notice what is said in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. He says regarding our lives that we're people who serve the Lord and we push away the worldly ways of life. When we honor those worldly ways of life, we do not see the needs of the widows and orphans in their affliction. And we do not keep ourselves from the corruption that is in the world. But he says plainly, this is a true religion. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unspotted from the world. What about a person who gets spotted in the world and wants to babysit for your children? We don't make that choice on their part. Because their spotting from the world may be an actual practice in the worldly ways with our little children. We don't choose to do that. We find another person who can be a babysitter for us, whose author is God, whose way is the Lord's way of how to live and how to practice life. That's the way that God wanted people to do. And it's the way that we find, if we are honest and honorable about that in life, that's the way that we want people around us to serve with us. We want them to serve in such a way that they will not harm and hurt our little ones. And we want to be the same kind of person. What is that about this song? This song is about people making choices to do the Lord's will and walk a righteous walk of life. Would you come to Jesus and respond to him as we stand up and sing?
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden and carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. And make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true each providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee.
Many of you perhaps not aware that all of these lessons are recorded and placed on our website, the Crockett MS Church of Christ website. It's on the front of your bulletin there in the back. As you pick up a copy as you leave and look there, it will be something that you can go with. About 2 o'clock this afternoon, this lesson will be on that particular website. And there are people who hear it around the world. We have special friends down in Belize, in Central America, who've walked down a mountainside overnight to be a part of the city that has the Wi-Fi system that will bring them to the Crockett Church of Christ and hear this lesson presented today, last Sunday, the Sunday before. So that's the opportunity that you have. We hope that you'll take advantage of it. And look forward to having you back tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless you, everyone. Take advantage of it. And look forward to having you back tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless you, everyone.